Our scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, that the Lord needs them, and he will send them on immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in a turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. When the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did, when they heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to them, "Don't you hear what these people are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Of course. Have you never read? Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have ordained praise for yourself." Then he left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there.
The sound of Hosanna still rings in our ears. The laughter of the crowd, so excited, so filled with passion, so uncommonly joyous, for it is the Messiah who rides the donkey. Just as Zechariah had said, "Shout loud, O daughter Jerusalem, lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey. And he shall command peace to the nations." Palm branches waving, coach thrown on the ground before him, this one who comes in the name of God, this Jesus who comes to save. Oh, how we love a parade. Oh, how we love this Jesus. What then happened? What did he do? What did he say to cause such wrath? What strange stories. A hungry Jesus curses a fig tree because it bears no fruit. Where, O Israel, is the fruit of your faith? Where are those who have kept covenant? Where are those who have walked with God in justice and mercy and humility? An angry Jesus drives the money changers out of the temple. He who entered Jerusalem in the name of God has judged the church to be hypocritical and worldly, anything but a house of prayer. Is it not written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations"? Open, open, open the church doors for all. For all who want to kneel in prayer. Who is this Jesus anyway? The state and the church were unhappy, for he spoke as one in authority and he had captured the imagination of the people. Unhappy, yes. But unhappy enough to plot to kill him? Jesus told the people to follow him, to live in covenant with God. Love God with all your being and love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. He quoted Isaiah to them. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. He taught the crowds that God loved them. He told them to walk in God's way, not the way of the worldly authorities. He denounced the religious authorities. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. He told the people to care for the poor, to visit the prisoners, to heal the sick, even on the Sabbath. Is it any wonder they killed him? And there is always a Judas. Always someone who will sell his soul for a little money. Always someone who is willing to betray. And so the end begins. Jesus had been anointed by the woman with the alabaster jar, the woman who walked in hosannas. The Passover preparations had been made. The 12 come with Jesus when it was evening, and sitting at the table eating, Jesus told them that one of them would betray him. Had we been there, we would have said what they said. Surely not I. Those eyes looking at each of them. It is one of you. One who is dipping bread in the bowl with me. Surely not I. Surely not I. This is my body, broken for you. They ate the bread, broken for them, just as we do. This is my blood of the covenant. They drank from the cup poured for them, just as we do. After they sang a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus told them they would all desert him, just as we do. I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. Then here comes Peter, as we knew he would. Even though all become deserters, I will not. Oh, Peter, 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 you are the rock on which his church was built. It is our voices we hear. We will not. We will not. We will not. After all, we've learned from Peter. We even feel a little sorry for him put in a situation like that. But Jesus speaks again. Truly, I tell you, this day, this very night before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you. The rest said the same thing, but they could not stay awake while he prayed in Gethsemane, not even for 1 hour. And then a kiss, a betrayer's kiss. Jesus is arrested and taken to the high priest, where all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes have gathered. Blasphemy! condemn him. Agreed. Done. Death. We sit on the church steps, our palm fronds in our hands, remembering our Lenten days. We would see Jesus. We have paraded around the sanctuary, waving our palm fronds. Where was the excitement, the passion, the uncommon joy? Instead, there is dread and fear, uncertainty and confusion. Who do we say that he is? The Lenten days went too quickly, as we feared they would. Are we farther down the road of faith? Or did we go in circles? Follow me, he said. And we thought we could, but now we face this week, this so-called holy week, with unholy trembling. Surely not I, we whisper under our breaths. Surely not I. And so, having supped with him, we go to pray in Gethsemane. We pray that we can stay awake, for the hour has come. And we find ourselves in the courtyard where we must answer whether we know him or not. One by one, we will be asked, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Surely we will not be the sheep who scatter. Surely we will not desert him. Surely not. I know him. I know him. I know him. Surely. Now to Pilate, who tries to wash his hands of any responsibility. What shall I do with this Jesus? Crucify him. Pilate gives him up to the crowd. Barabbas is freed. Jesus is flogged and crucified. The Lamb of God is sacrificed for the ones who deny him. Surely not I. Surely not our church. Surely we know him. Surely, surely. O Lamb of God, O bread of life, O light of the world, O Prince of peace, O bright and morning star, lead us through. Lead us through our lukewarm faith, through the death-shrouded Friday, to the justice and mercy of your Easter dawning. May we have the faith to speak your gospel of life in this world of death, and the love to live abundantly. We would see Jesus.